We are learning Mustakas Baba Kama da Pechesam Abayis, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Pechesam Adal. It's in the Mishnah, Chayr Shet Vekatim Giyasin Ra. The Gemara is going to Zaytiga Sugya before it goes into the words of the Mishnah. Ima de Rav Shmuel Ba'aba, the mother of Rav Shmuel Ba'aba, Mahagrunya, have an Asivis Leila Rav Abba. The mother of Rav Shmuel Ba'aba was married to Rav Abba. And the Shet Vekatim speaks out, it's not the same Rav Abba that Rav Shmuel was born from this mother, but Abba Magrunya. And then Abba Magrunya died, and there's a new Rav Abba that his mother married. So his mother is married to Rav Abba, who's not his father. Now, she had a lot of money, and the shaila was, who gets her Yerusha? So usually your husband is Yerusha. But she, in her lifetime, Kasfinu l'nichsei l'Rav Shmuel ba'Abba b'rah. She wrote in her lifetime, she wrote in her will that Rechazim are going to her son, Rav Shmuel ba'Abba, not to her husband, Rav Abba. Basat Hashchiva, after she died, Ozel Rav Shmuel ba'Abba kamed Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Shmuel ba'Abba came to Rav Yirmiyah ba'Abba, to came from Rav Yirmiyah ba'Abba, ukma v'nichse. And he said that the Yod HaChasim, your mother gave it to you. Ozel Rav Abba, so the husband Rav Abba, Amr al-Muslim kamed Rav Yishu, went to Rav Yishu, said, look, my wife died, and she left a lot of money, and Rav Shmuel Ba'ab is taking him, because he said he has a will, the will says that way. Also Rav Yishu, Amr al-Muslim kamed Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yishu went to ask out to Rav Yehuda, Amr al-Muslim Shmuel, ha'isha shemach rov v'nichsim v'lug b'chaye bala, a lady that sells her nichsim v'lug in the lifetime of her husband, umesa, and then she dies, ha'bal moitz mi'al l'kuchas. The Baal takes it away from l'kuchas, because the husband goes first. So here, he wanted a taina that Rav Abba goes first, that she has no right to sell it or give it away, and it goes to her husband and not to the son of Shmuel Ba'aba. So we have here Machlokes, basically Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba, who said it goes to Shmuel, and we have Rav Yehuda, who says that it goes to Rav Abba, the husband. Zok to Gemara, so Amru Kamed Rav Yirmiyah, went to Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba, they told him what Rav Yehuda said, Amalu, I don't know what you're talking about. No mas nisim yadana. I know a Mishnah, the Tanalim of the Mishnah, someone who gives over, he writes, is nechasim levnoi la'acha ma'isad. This, the case was, obviously, this guy had other sons, and he didn't want the other sons to be Yerush. So in his lifetime, he wrote that these nechasim are going to his son, Reuven, la'acha ma'isad. And when you do such a thing, it's considered like the guf belongs to the son, and the payers are eaten by the father. That's how it works. So Ben ain't yochalim kar, so Ben can't sell it yet when the father's alive. Peshem shusav, because still shusav, absolutely eating the payers. The av ain't yochalim kar, peshem k'suvin leben. The av can't sell it because it's k'suvin leben, because it is written to the ben, because it's he can't sell it because the guf of the property belongs to the ben. What happens, machav? So it's sold until he dies, which means the guy who buys it can eat the payrois until the father dies, because that's how much value, that's how much he owns in it. Machaben, if the son sells it, ain't lo lekech at yomus av. Lekech does not get it until the father dies. But what do you see? Ki mayis av, when the father dies, mia is lo lekech. Then the lekech does get it. And the Gemara adds on, va'afagav the mesa ben b'chayav. And even if the son dies in the lifetime of the father, which means the son never even got it, and the son sold it, still, liosde ben, still it works. There are similar lockers. Toma loishno mesa ben b'chayav. It makes a difference if the ben died in the lifetime of the father, liosde yode. The ben never came to the hand of the ben, or liosde mesa b'chayav ben, or the father died first, liosde yode ben. Either way, karno l'kach, the itmar, like we learned, we have a long-winded riot till we get to the riot, but basically, he's going to be a riot himself, that here, you see, that the mechira works, because what happened over here? Here, we have the son was supposed to be getting this field after the father dies. And the halacha is that if the son sells it in his father's lifetime, it's a good mechira. And even if the son dies first and never reached his hands, still, it's a good sale. And the Gemara says, B'nai Smachlek, it's the Itmar, Mocha ben b'chayav, if the son sells the field in the lifetime of his father, Omeis ha-ben b'chayav, and the ben dies in the lifetime of the father, B'yichanam le'kon l'kech, everyone says that the lekech is not koinet, because the son never got it. So you can't be koneh. And the Gemara explains the pshat. Rabbi Yechon says, you're not koneh, why not? When the Mishnah says that mocha ben lekon lekech at yom hazav, when the Mishnah says that when the son sells it, the lekech doesn't get it until the father dies, v'chimayisav is lekech, well at least when the father dies, the lekech gets it, the loin beis ha-ben mechayav, where the ben did not die in the lifetime of the father. The osu de'aben, it reached the son's hands. Not the minute it hit the son's hands, it went to the lekeach, but at least he was alive when the father died. But the men, if the ben dies first, the osu de'aben, the ben didn't come to the hands of the ben. When the father dies, also the lekeach does not get it. Because he holds that the pshat is that since the father owns the kinyan peiros now, that's kinyan aguf, and the son has no right to sell it. The son has no right to sell it. If it reaches his hands, so then he can sell it. I right now davash loy baloylam. No, the ma'isa, since this, the Tosfos speaks this out in Maseches Yevamos, that since lemaisa he is supposed to be getting the guf after the misa of the father, so then if he sells it and he's alive when the father dies, that he can sell it, right? He has the power to sell it. But if he dies first and never reaches his hands, he has no way to sell it. Why? Because he never owned the guf. The guf was owned really to the kinyan aperis and never came to his hands ever. Because Rav Yechon holds kinyan aperis kinyan guf dam, it means the father has full reshus over it now, you can't sell it. When the ben sold it, it was not his. So Malakashem Kana Lekeach. Lekeach is kind. Kiktonim says the Mocha Ben Ain Lekeach at Yom Sa'av. That the Mishnah says that if the ben sells it, Lekeach doesn't get it until the father dies. Kimai Sav Nia is Lekeach. When he dies, at least he gets it. It makes a difference. Loy makes the Ben Machayav, the other Ben. It makes a difference if the Ben did not die in the Chayav, where it reached the son's hands. The ben died in the lifetime of the father. They never reached the ben's hands. Still kanakeach. Why? Because he holds that the father's kinyan peiros is not kinyan aguf. And therefore, he could sell it. The son could sell this. So we have over here this is a mishnah with a machlekes v'shlakish Rav Yechonon. So let's say go according to v'shlakish. According to Rosh Lakish, the son who's going to get the entire field after the father dies, and right now he just has, he's going to get the principal later on, the halach is that it works. That you can make the mechira. Vanan hashta. Bein Rabbi Yirmiyah ba'abba, or Bein Rabbi Yehuda, kashim lakash vilu. Everyone paskins, Rashi brings down the Makar for this, everyone holds, we paskin like Rosh Lakish. That means, even if the son dies in the lifetime of the father, still, it's a good mechira, which would sound like we hold kinyan peiros, lav kinyan guf dami. So that means that even though someone's eating the peiros, they don't have full reshus on it. So here, by the isha who's married to Rav Abba is eating the peiros of her nechsev ulo, good. But Rav Abba has no control of it. It belongs to the isha because kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf dami. Hashda bein Rabbi Rav Abba bein Rabbi Yehuda k'rav Shimon b'lakash virlei v'kari Rabbi Abba isagadait. The Rav says isagadait the kinyan peiros kinyan guf dami. If you hold kinyan peiros kinyan guf dami, if you held kinyan peiros kinyan guf dami, then how do you hold Rosh Lakish? Kimayis av umayis haben b'chaya av, but the father dies and the ben died in the chaya av, amayis lekeach. Why does lekeach get it? Because oven avdeu, because oven. When he sold it, wasn't his. It laughs, mommy, no, kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf dami. So basically, we're saying like this: since you all hold Rosh Lakish, it must be hold kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf dami. If you hold kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf dami, that means you hold that the husband of Abba has no control of it. And you're allowed to sell it, Isha's allowed to sell it. Therefore, when the Isha gave it to his son, Rav Shmuel, and Vada goes to Rav Shmuel. Why? Because the Isha has the right to sell it, because Kinyan Peiros lav Kinyan Dami. So that was Rav Yirmiyah and Abba's Raya from the Mishnah. He's got a Mishnah that says that if you sell it, the Lekech gets it after the Misa of the father. And we proved that we're going according to Rosh Lakish that even if the ben dies b'chayav, so must be behold kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf dami, and that's why the son could sell it. And if the son could sell it, so the isha could give it to her son and not to her husband. That's the right. So the Gemara, Adura came to Rav Yehuda. They sent back the shout of Rav Yehuda. Amaluhu, hachi amar Shmuel, zu ena doyma l'mishasenu. This is not doyma to our mishnah. Your case of the isha is not doyma to the mishnah of Kosev Nechassel V'noi. Why? My timer. Or Rav Yosef, if the case was someone wrote the Nechassim to the father, where like Rashi says there's no Yerusha there, there it would be a Raya Lav King of Tami. Elahashta, the Gemara is going to answer, we got outside first. The Gemara is going to answer here, when the father gives a nechasim to the son, the reason why there we're saying the son has a right to sell it is because since the son is going to get the Yerusha anyway, even without writing anything to the son already was half a bialim on it. He's one of the Yerushim. When I write that I'm giving it to him, that is like saying, I'm giving you the guf. So therefore, you could sell it. Mashaink in the case where a son would write something to the father, and the son writes something to the father is not being Yerush the son. So there, Taka, it would only be it would not be enough of a kinyan. Maybe there would not be enough of a kinyan to sell it. There, the father would not be able to sell it because there he didn't give him enough kayak to sell it. So there you could bring a raya, the kinyan peres lakinyan yodavi. And if halacha was you could sell it, it must be kinyan peres lakinyan yodavi. He's saying here, I really can't pay his king of me. I said, why could the son sell it? I can't pay his king of me. The father has a king of Paris. Why can't he sell it? There it is. Since the son was a Yerush anyway, and I give it to the son, I'm adding on power to the son. I'm adding on king of to the son. And that's how the son could sell it. That's how, that's the tiny thing. It's not doima. So, Omale Abaya, Otu bro Yerush, Abba lo Yerush bro. What do you mean? It's not possible. A son is Yerush Abba, and Abba is not Yerush son. No, Abba also has a din Yerusha on the son. Elo Teretz is Lavrachina Nechsev Ebrei Kasi. Teretz is, of course, even the father is a Yerush, but I'm trying to give it to the son in order to take away the property from my son and give it to the father. So that's why I'm writing to him. Here also, I'm saying I'm giving extra power to the son. That's not pshat. The reason why I'm writing to the son, even though it's a Yerush, because I want to take away from all the brothers. So it's not a raya. The taina was that we have a mishnah that says this. The mishnah here in Babasra that says if you write nechasa levnoi, the halach is that the son could sell it. So he said, pshat is because I gave it to the son extra because he's going to be yours anyway. I'm giving him extra. So I think, well, no, am I giving him extra? Am I giving him extra? There, the reason I'm writing to the son is because I don't want any other sons to get the Yerusha. And you're telling, if you would have said Ipcha, would have been good. If you would have said that the son gave nechasim to the father, there would be good because there's not Reuel Yerusha. He says, wait, there's Reuel Yerusha. Just the teretz is, I want to take the Yerusha away from my son to give it to him. So it's not a raya. It's not a pshat. Pshat is, must be, Yatzkin Paris Lav King Guf Tami, and not because I gave him extra guf. So now it's back a raya. It's back a raya that the Isha could give it away because the kinyan peres of the husband of Abba is not enough to stop giving away to Shmuel, her son. So it's back a raya to Rav Yirmiya. The raya is that since the son could sell it in the case of the father, see here also the Isha could give it to her son, b'mokir Rav Abba, because kinyan peres lav kinyan yuftami. So it's a raya. So what's Pshat and Shmuel and Rav Isha that we have before? Rav Isha, Rav Yehuda said that, and Shmuel that said that there, if you sell nichsim alug b'chayi ba'al, it doesn't work. So Gemara, Ela Maya, the Mishnah saying, why is that done with the case of the Mishnah? In Maseches Babasra, Mishnah Tekanos Usha. The Rishon Bechinim, but Usha Eskinu, the Maseken and Usha, the Isha Shemachar Nichsim alug, Isha that sells nichsim alug b'chayi ba'al, in the lifetime of a husband, who makes it, she dies, the ba'al makes it. We made a special thing. We gave the shibud of the husband stronger shibud than a regular person because of Eva, Rashi says, and therefore the husband always gets the Yerusha. That was pshat while we passing out like Rav Shmuel Ba'aba because there's Eva, and therefore the husband gets the Yerusha first before you give away to your son. So the bottom line is, it was a good dimyan to the Mishnah in Babasra, but here we have a new pshat over here because the reason is that the Isha who sells the Nichsim Alug, we say the husband gets first dibs on it because of Eva, so therefore he gets it first. He's considered the Kayach Rishon before the Kayach who bought it, and that's why if he gave it over to his son, it's not enough.